Hello, adventurers. Welcome to episode 41. It's our first episode of 2024 and my first episode recording this as a 45-year-old woman. I am your host, Courtney Novak. Still here, still kicking ass. I missed you guys, but I was busy with novel revisions and got my second novel, fourth book, published in December before my kids went on winter break. It was great. I was able to just then after that, like, fully enjoy the holidays with the kids, not think about writing. Although my kids kept asking me, when are you going to write a book for us? And so they got that idea in my head. And I'd had an idea, but long before I had kids, for a children's book. And it was a book that would involve pirates and magic and Vikings. And my kids, when I asked them, okay, if I wrote you a book, what would you want? And they, for first Julian, the 8-year-old, was like, I want a book with chapters. I'm like, okay. And so not just like a quick picture book I can write in an afternoon. They're not messing around. And Pippa and him came up with, we'd love something with pirates and magic. And it just was like, well, that's actually the story I would write, pirates and magic. So like I couldn't get the idea out of my head. I had fully intended to write book 3 in the Motherhood Circus, starting the rough draft in January. But instead, for the past week, I have been working on a book that's just called Pirates and Vikings Rough Draft. So that's where I am in my writing life. Looking back, like this time last year, I'm in such a better place. I was so burnt out at the beginning of January 2023, but I managed to make a lot of changes in my life. Quitting the PTA, stopping the room parent gig, not coaching or reffing for AYSO. I have just more mental space these days, and I'm in a much better headspace. So for this first episode of the year, I actually wanted to do it last week, but last week just went by in a flurry of writing and going to get a smog test and taking the kids to the dentist and all that like post-vacation crap that always seems to pile up. And well, California, we now have to get a smog test every 2 years, and you get like so little warning. Like you have to get this form from the DMV to then turn in, and we got it in the mail like right before the holidays. And it's like, thanks, California DMV. Everybody wants to go get a smog test with their kids during their Christmas break. Just lovely. But I got that done and found out the guy who was doing the smog check, a lovely gentleman, he summons me over and he's like, I want to show you something. I'm like, well, that's great. And he shows me on my engine, there's like, all I can describe it is nature bits, like stuff my kids would pick up on a hike. And he tells me that's food that an animal's been eating and that's poop. And apparently some animal, some small creature, had gotten into my car. They can go under the undercarriage, and was like hanging out on my engine, eating there and pooping there. And he was warning me they might go after the wires. I'm choosing to not stress about this right now because my car is 10 years old. So I'm not going to go rush and get a new car because I don't need an animal shitting and chewing up wires in my new car. But, you know, if there's some creature out there that's seeking shelter in my vehicles at night, it's, you know, it's hard to begrudge a squirrel. But the poop looked bigger. I'm like, is a possum getting in there? I don't know. So that's what's going on. Anyway, since it is now 2024, it's my first episode, so I wanted to talk about my Project 24 in 24. This is the third year I'll be doing this. Instead of resolutions, I come up with projects. I got this idea from Gretchen Rubin, who's the author of Happier and a bunch of other books. And she has a podcast called Happier with Gretchen Rubin that she hosts with her sister. And they talk about happiness. That's their theme. Hence, you know, the name Happier. That's good. They came up with a title that sums it all up. And they turned me on to the idea of coming up with projects or things you want to get done. And so I did first 22 and 22, 23 and 23 I did last year. I never got around to doing an episode about my 23 and 23, so I'm not going to do a recap now because that just sounds boring and self-indulgent. But I will put a link in the show notes to my recap of what went right with 23 and 23 and what didn't turn out. But I want to give you my 24 and 24 and give updates throughout the year, and then I'll, you know, hopefully at the end of the year, I can let you know what worked and what didn't. When I do this project, and as I've done it in the past, it doesn't stress me out. It acts more as a reminder of things that I want to do. And it's fun to see what sticks and what I actually pursue and what doesn't stick and what falls by the wayside. And I've done such things on there like buy a nice adult trash can for our house. Because for years, I think I did this in 2022. For years, we had just like a white plastic garbage can and I hated it. And we didn't even use the lid because it was like a swingy lid that would get messy. So our trash was just there in the kitchen. And I'm an underbuyer. I tend to buy as little as I can unless it's something like enamel pins and books. I don't underbuy books. Books and enamel pins, but everything else I can be very cheap. So I put this on the to-do list and I got it done in 2022 and I still love our fancy, nice trash can. It's not even that fancy, but it's much better than the white, crappy plastic thing we had. So you could put things like that. My 23 and 23 included like attend 50 hot yoga classes. So I kept track and I ended up going to 70 hot yoga classes. And I had things last year like indulge my inner child 23 times, visit 23 new places. So it's just, I think of it as a tool for keeping my momentum and rebuilding my momentum when shit happens. Like 23 last year was an epic year for me. Started the year really burnt out from over volunteering with school and extracurriculars. And was like, okay, I just got to get through until the end of the school year, and then I'll take a year off, like a sabbatical year of healing. And then in February, my dad needed emergency brain surgery and was in the ICU for 10 days and ended up with three more. So he got four brain surgeries. And well, that's, I call it four brain surgeries. He'll put the number higher because he puts an angiogram. He'll count that on the list. And I'm like, that's a procedure for sure. But I'm not going to put an angiogram as a surgery because they're not cutting you open the same way and like messing around. That's more just exploratory, checking things out. I know an angiogram is serious. But once you've had emergency brain surgery and then had like an 11-day surgery with like multiple surgeons like helping each other and like anesthesiologists tagging each other out, once you've done that, angiogram, that's just a cupcake procedure. So I'm not counting that. So he had four last year. And it's just one of those experiences. It became very consuming. It was time consuming. It was just surviving. I was driving to the west side, which it was about an hour each way in the traffic. And I was so glad that it's just an hour that I was able to be there that much. But, I was already burnt out. And so then I was super burnt out. And my project 23 and 23 really helped me figure out what were the things I wanted to do? And I was able to look at it and some of the things I didn't do. Like I wanted to bake 23 loaves of bread in 23 and I baked one loaf. But there were other things on the list that I wanted to do. And having that list, after going through like the really difficult experience of my dad's health issues, having that list on hand was like a way to get my mental health back on track and get back to like, and as I was recovering from burnout, it was like, well, okay, if I'm not spending my time at boring PTA meetings and organizing room parent stuff, how do I want to spend my time? And I had the 23 and 23 list. So that's why I have another 24 and 24 list. I don't expect to complete all these things, and it's not a source of stress. It's just like a guiding light for me. All right, number one, no soda or caffeine for the year. I'm a huge Diet Coke drinker, Diet Soda. Actually, it's more a Diet Pepsi thing for me, but I would drink Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I have spent so much of my life, more of my life, drinking Diet Soda than not drinking it. And I would just like to see how my health changes without all of those artificial sweeteners in my body. So it's a year without soda. I already broke up with caffeine in 2023. And I'm not being a diehard about the caffeine. It's really more about no soda. And so no diet soda for the year. If I have like a cup of hot chocolate and you could say, well, it's chocolate, so it's got caffeine. I'm not worrying about that. But I'm definitely no soda for the year. And we're on January 16th and I'm doing great. I actually haven't had soda since about mid-December. I drank my last can and I was sick of it. And it's been really just a relief to be taking the break from it, possibly forever. It's cheaper, soda prices have gone up with inflation, it is less it soda is bulky and heavy, and like it is so much easier to go to the grocery store when I'm just getting, some produce and some meats and maybe some sour cream and a loaf of bread, and there's no heavy soda like weighing down the cart and taking up space in the house and in the trunk of my car. So that has just been a huge relief. And this is the one project on my list that does feel like a typical New Year's resolution, but I'm with by having it on the projects, it just makes it it's just the word project that feels fun, and that I love projects. You might listen and you hear the word project and you throw up in your mouth, and that's you got to do you. But so this is working for me. Number two, attend a introductory class at a rock climbing gym. Haven't done it yet. This is something I've wanted to do for years, so I put it on the list. Hopefully I'll do it soon. Three, read 100 books. This has been my goal the past couple of years. I read 110 books last year, so would like to read 100 again this year. And hopefully, I haven't talked about this, I think, on the show, but I started a project late last year called Read Around the World. I am trying to read a book by an author from every country in the world, and I'm doing it alphabetically. I'm still on the A's. I'm currently on Argentina, and I'm reading a biography of Eva Perón that was written by a female journalist from Argentina. So, in reading 100 books, I would like to read 25 books for my read around the world goal. We'll see how that goes. Okay, number four, attend 100 hot yoga classes. Did 70 last year. Would like to push it up to the 100, and that includes if I do hot Pilates, which I did yesterday for the first time. I've done it like once before COVID. And this is a different class. This is hot Pilates with weights. And it's a class that like the owner of our studio that I go to has made up, and I really love the class. So any class I do at the hot yoga studio counts towards the 100. And I have my hot yoga studio, I have a membership, so they have some classes I can stream on this app. So like if we go to Nebraska this summer and I go outside where it's hot as hell and humid, and if I do a class outside in the heat, I'm going to count that towards the goal too. Number five, rough draft my third novel, in progress. I don't have any goals beyond that for my writing career because I just know that shit happens. I might get my next book published this year, I might not. I just don't know how it's going to go, and I didn't want to put pressure on myself for that. Number six is paint a room or a door or a mural in our house. The mural would be on this wall that's in the back of our house by our garden area, which I've been, it's just like a concrete wall with like a weird residue on it, and it's ugly, and I've been wanting to paint it forever. So I just gotta get something painted. Number seven, try 24 new recipes. Already got one down, baked a lemon pound cake for my birthday. It was delicious. All right, where am I? I've already lost track. Record an audiobook. That's a big reach. But hopefully this will just remind me that it's something I want to do, and it will put the fire under my butt, and I'll figure out how to record an audiobook. I would probably record the audio for my first novel, Confessions of an Imposter Room Mom. I think that would be where I'd start. All right, so that was number eight. Number nine is 52 mega nature doses. That's when it's not enough to just get outside. It's when I like am going on a hike or go to a botanical garden. That to me counts. Or go on a beach date. Those sorts of things where I'm less city, more nature. So just taking a walk in my neighborhood does not count. Make a 5-year plan. I just turned 45. It feels like a good time for a 5-year plan. Do 24 craft projects. Haven't completed one yet, but got many in the works. This one might kill me, but it's a good. I'm glad I'm doing this episode now because I forgot I need to do this month. The kids really enjoy preparing dinner for the family. And we hatched a scheme at the end of last year that they each get to prepare family dinner once a month. So they pick the recipe and then they do most of the work. So that's on my list, the kids preparing. And it could be dinner Or it could be breakfast. Like Pippa had did a breakfast and she loved that. So she's probably, her idea is she's going to rotate breakfast, dinner, breakfast, dinner. Julian is such a carnivore. He's like, I am doing dinners. All right, next. Plan a trip to the Grand Canyon. We're not going to the Grand Canyon in 2024. I've already learned that like the best months to go are March through May, and that you do have to like book your hotel possibly a year in advance. So we're not hitting the Grand Canyon this year, but I'd like to at least figure out how to do that. So maybe we can go in 2025 or 2026. Get 24 minutes of fresh air every day. This is another idea I got from Gretchen Rubin's podcast. Every year she comes up with a challenge. Like this year is called Write 24, and you're supposed to write either 2 to 4 minutes or 24 minutes a day. I didn't want to follow that challenge because I already write a ton, and I didn't need that sort of like goal or motivation in my life. But last year they did 23 minutes of fresh air a day. And I didn't learn about that until like later in January or maybe early February. And then with everything with my dad, it was hard to be outside when you're hanging out in the ICU. So I'd lost momentum on that. So I wanted to try it again this year. So 24 minutes of fresh air. It's day 16. I already got my fresh air this morning doing tennis. And I've only really had to hustle to get my fresh air once. And it was a great reminder. I went outside in the afternoon with my laptop. I sat at a table outside and I did my writing there. Next, tap dance 20 times. I had this one on the list in 2022. And I love the idea of learning how to tap dance, and I don't do it. And if I keep waiting, I'm going to be like 80 years old and bitter, like I never tap danced. So back on the list. Next, I'd like to average 10,000 steps a day throughout the year. I'm hoping I can do this, but on hot yoga days, I tend to get less steps. And also I've started taking tennis lessons. And like I had tennis this morning and I tend to get fewer steps on those days too. So this is forcing me to hustle on my non-hot yoga, non-tennis days to build surpluses that cover the other days. So far, I'm averaging, yes, I'm like the person who loves to track this shit. So I'm ahead of the game. I'm averaging 10,230 steps. I have a surplus of 3,450 steps. So we'll see if I can keep this going. Next is I want to record 25 podcast episodes. I only recorded 6 last year and my goal was 12, and I decided to double down and increase the number because I think it's easier to do something regularly than to be like, oh, 12, so that's like once a month, and then you skip a month and it's like, oh, I'll make up for it next month, and I'll, you know, I do like podcasting. I really enjoy it. I think it's actually like a good mental health practice for me and just gives me a chance to reflect in different ways. So I want this back in my life. Next is create 100 TikToks in a row on weekdays. If I record a TikTok and post it on the weekend, that does count towards the total. I've always thought that creating TikToks would be a good way to build my writing career and reach new readers. And it's like, well, I have to stop thinking I could do this and actually just do it. So I've got 8 TikToks in a row this year, and it's been fun to discover what I do want to TikTok about and what I don't. The next is visit the Gamble House. It's just a cool architectural place in Pasadena. And it's like really like the goal of like just be a tourist in my own city. Like do the things that I would do if I was visiting here as a tourist. And if I only had like 3 days in Pasadena, the Gamble House is the place I would go. I have lived here for over a decade and I still haven't gone there. I want to get it done. Next goal is do monthly family portraits. We already did January. We did it on the first of the year at the Rose Parade, and we don't have enough family pictures, and I want at the end of the year at least 12 pictures with all 4 of us. They can be selfies. They can be like if we go to Disneyland or California Adventure and we get a picture of all 4 of us on a roller coaster, that shit counts. I just want to get a monthly picture with all 4 of us in there. Next is learn how to make balloon animals. This is something I've wanted to do for so long. And then the main character in my Motherhood Circus series, she grew up in the circus. She girl knows how to make balloon animals. It figures a lot in the first book. I should at least know how to make a balloon dog. I mean, I can make a balloon snake, but I need to get a little more complicated. Then another touristy item, I want to visit the Broad Museum. It's a new museum, newish. It's not new anymore. So I missed that window, and it's in downtown LA, and I've wanted to go forever. I just want to get done, be the tourist in my city. Second to last, the penultimate is to track how much time I spend sitting versus standing for an entire month. I think that it's just a very interesting health metric. And if I spent less time sitting, and if I was tracking it, I'd become aware and I get up and move around more. So I want to do that tracking. I might pick February because it is the shortest month, but it's 29 days this year, so it's not like I'm cheating that much. And finally, joy tracking. This is something where I'm going to keep track of things. A lot of them are from prior, from 2023 and 2022, things that I have noticed increase my wellness, and I'm just tracking them because by tracking them, I'm aware of them and I can look at the list. And so the things I have on my list right now are live performances. That was one of my things last year. I wanted to attend 12 and I did. Playing board games. Going down slides, because just it always gives me a little boost of, like, you know, those feel good feelings, those chemicals. Indulge my inner child. That was on my list last year. Watch movies with the kids. Gardening. Anytime out there in the fresh air, gardening just makes my soul feel so much better. Visiting new places. I've already visited 6 new places this year, and I have found that the more new places I go to, it just, like, increases my interior, like the architecture of my soul just expands. Going to new places really jazzes me up. And doing new things. I think having a beginner's mindset and a willingness to try new things is just really, it's an important thing. And I could do a whole episode about that, and I might. But that is enough talking for now. My voice is getting tired, and I would like to do a little more writing before I pick up my kids. So I have to get back to some pirates and Vikings and magic, and I hope all is well with you. And so this is my first of 25 episodes this year, and who knows, maybe I will just get right back into my weekly podcasting groove, which would make me really happy.